Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Dion and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Dion.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are broadcasting from our new apartment in the Bay Area, which is starting to come along as far as the look of it goes.
That it is. It should have gone a lot farther done today, but I am still not 100%, and I actually feel worse than I did yesterday. So
yeah.
I've been sleeping all day.
You look terrible. Like, seriously.
I have like 8 layers on a blanket, and I'm freezing right now.
Like, I'm jeans and a t-shirt, 100% comfortable. My window's open in my room, all that, and it's still, I feel great.
And I'll be honest, I understand that we're doing the podcast and you're projecting, but you seem so loud for some reason right now. It's my head.
Okay.
I have this headache that's killing me right now, but that's besides the point.
I'll try and bring it down for you, Tyler.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks.
That's good. So today on the Facebook page, I made a comment that we're going to be addressing some issues that people might have when first starting a fitness program. So we decided that what better place to start than with our own issues. We're going to get into that a little bit. But before we do, I wanted to tell a little story.
Ooh, story time, yay. I might fall asleep.
Oh, no, you'll be fine. It won't be more than a minute.
Okay.
And you can interject, get into it, Tyler. You'll be
all
right.
I'm part of the team. Let's go.
Okay. So I went on a run last night at like, what? And I don't know, whenever you walked her out.
Let's see.
It's like 10:30, 11.
And now people are getting involved in my personal life when I walked her out. No,
we had a friend come over
and I walked her back to the car. Is that when you got home?
Yeah, I left when you guys got home.
Okay. It wasn't that late. I just was wondering. I forgot.
Yeah.
I've slept a lot today, too. So time. I forgot that today is the day that it is. So.
In any case, I went on a run.
No, but I had something to interject.
Okay.
Because I was thinking, because you're running at night now.
Yes.
And you were joking about how somebody got murdered on this trail that you were running on.
Right.
And I thought, I had the perfect idea for you because I, as a weird little hobby or something I enjoy is...
You like to murder,
murder people. No, I like all the spy gadgets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking you should buy one of those wristband things that's got the blade on it so that, like, if anything happens, you can just take it out and it's like a... weird little knife letter opener stabber thing.
Huh. It
just
well,
like you it could hide in your forearm. It hides on your forearm and it looks like a sweatband.
That's creepy.
But like you could be running in case of something, you would have something.
Okay. Well,
instead of walking around with a stick.
Well, I just have my little flashlight and my headphones and it's mostly well lit for the most part. It was over by the pool, where water polo is, that's where it happened. No, that's where the someone got attacked.
Oh, okay.
I didn't run all the way over there.
You ran all the way over there. You're nuts.
I just like went 2-3 miles.
Miles. Away.
I know.
But, okay.
But anyway, I get back and I'm like, oh, I want to check out our gym, at our new apartment. So
yes.
I went in there and there's a guy going like balls to the wall on the elliptical, like doing interval sprints, and I'm like, that's awesome. And so I walk in, and so it's cardio first, and I take the corner, and all it is, the entire gym. I walked front to back, went upstairs, saw the extra, they have a ton of cardio and machines, and that's it. I mentioned this to you before, Tyler, I was like, what purpose does that serve? Like,
I'm still here.
I know you are, but it's just like so frustrating that they have like the biceps machine, the chest press machine, the Smith machine.
I need to, tomorrow I'll probably walk over. Because now that you're saying like they have the bicep, I was thinking it was like a deluxe hotel fitness. You're making it sound like there's a 24 over there that's just doesn't have free weights.
It's pretty big. Like seriously, it's bigger than our apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. Because it has 2 levels. It's got treadmills upstairs. It's got a little balcony. It's got another cardio. It's got 2 cardio rooms and a weight room. Yeah.
Huh.
I know. But it's one of those things, like,
but, yeah,
but whoever buys stuff is just so silly.
Well, because, we were talking about this beforehand when he came back and was telling me about it. And the only logical thing I can think of is the legal aspect of having free weights. There's a lot more people get hurt on them because they use them wrongly.
Exactly. I would kind of agree with that, but still, it seems rather silly.
I agree. But now I'm intrigued to go see what's over there.
Yeah. So, beyond that, our apartment is pretty good. We have two trails that cross one another. The Contra Costa Trail and the Iron Horse Trail.
Now people know where we live, Keon. Thanks. We now have stalkers.
Well, they'd have to know because I think those trails probably cross each other again. I don't know. And there's plenty of apartment complexes in our area, so.
Yes.
But
yes, there is.
There's only one legacy.
That is us.
Right. Great. No, I was just naming the hotel complex that we live in. The legacy apartments.
Is there a legacy hotel?
I don't know.
Because I know there's a Lexor.
There's gotta be a legacy. Come on.
I don't know.
Huh.
I'm intrigued.
Anyway, let's get into what we are talking about. Our main thrust for this podcast is the mistakes that we've made over our 24 years of life?
20-something years of life and whatnot. The mistakes that we've made in the physical fitness realm.
Right.
Because other mistakes we could make hours of podcasts for.
Right. So, Tyler, why don't you lead us off? What would be, like, I'm not going to say number one. I'm not going to say first. What's a mistake that comes to your mind first and foremost that you've made in the fitness arena?
My first mistake that I will talk about is probably easier, is that I was a big fan growing up of the one meal a dayers. Hold on, I'm gonna cough.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. I'm at the end of it. Stuff's starting to come up and I'm finishing off this cold. It's good.
Good.
Tomorrow I hope to be at least 95.
I'm gonna Lysol this couch.
Yeah, we'll Febreze it too. I don't know what that gets. I just like to Febreze.
You do. Tyler busts it. I'm hanging out with one of my friends. Was it Anna?
Yeah. It was Tennessee.
I
nickname every person that comes into our establishment.
Because right. I have a lot of friends who've moved around the country. And
so yeah, she's Tennessee.
Yeah. And Tyler just busts in with a can of Febreze. It just sprays
and
it.
And then I like walk around. I smell it. I spray, smell, and walk through it.
Right.
It's weird. I like the smell of it. It's nice.
It's great.
But it's very potent after a while.
It's very potent.
But no, I was a big fan of the one meal a dayers in the sense of I would just wake up, live my life, and I would snack and munch on things throughout the day, but I'd have like one big meal. And usually it was dinner, and it was usually bad. Not bad food, like not bad edible wise, but just like bad for you food. Just, I don't know, like it was just growing up, I never really paid attention to the nutrition concepts of life. And so I think the one meal a day is probably the first mistake I really made that just I feel like a lot of people also make. In the, I'll eat less kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of my mistakes tend from that, so.
Okay, yeah, because I think both of us, we come from the FFB camp, the former fat boy.
Yes.
And, yeah, one of mine was the rationalizing food, kind of almost the opposite, where I was like, I worked out today, that means I get to eat 4 cups of ice cream. And it's like, wait, one, I didn't work out hard enough to really even justify that, and then two, that's just undercutting everything. Not to say that ice cream might be a healthy thing in a well-balanced diet with exercise and etc., but just rationalizing everything.
I used to do this, and this is such the fat boy in us, that because I don't know if you've ever done this. When I was training to be the boxing trainer and stuff like that, like I dropped a huge amount of weight real fast because of the boxing. I was literally picture me. I did MADE, basically, that MTV show.
Uh-huh.
I was in a boot camp for a month of boxing.
Okay.
It was awfully great. kind of a concept. It was great, but awful at the same time.
I thought you meant, like, it was awfully great. Like a British little boy might say.
So, but in that, I was figuring out my calorie intake and stuff like that and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I measured out my calories enough that I could eat half a pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream every night and still be on my diet. That's how, A, much I was working out, and B, how much of a fat kid I am.
Right, because I think one of our one of my favorite days that we pull every once in a while is pizza and video game days.
Pizza and video game days, and then our nacho days.
Nacho days are great, especially after our radical protein diet.
Yeah, we will have to share that story.
Which kind of...
We should talk about that. I blame that as a mistake.
I think the way we did it was a mistake. It could have been done better. But one of my main mistakes is I was really naive, and I took everyone's advice as if it was gold, meaning that I didn't really scrutinize. I read Men's Health. I read, you know, Muscle and Fitness. I read, you know, T Nation. I read all these different websites and magazines. It's like, all of these must be right because it's printed out for me and it's on the internet. So obviously it's gold, and obviously those people are just trying to sell stuff in one capacity or another. One place, you know, some places are tied to supplements. Some places are tied to just the magazine, the advertisers. And so taking everyone's advice, you know, and sometimes it's fine. Sometimes it's really damaging. So just taking it as gold is not probably the best idea.
Yeah, I think that was something that is always difficult because a lot of times they, when I say they, it's, you know, the magazines and the supplement companies and stuff like that, they hide their information in medical jargon and graphs and this, that, and it's, I've looked, I couldn't tell you the supplement, I don't remember what it was, but they had a graph, and I remember looking at the graph going, that really doesn't prove anything.
Right.
You know, like, they had a, oh, with this, it did this, you know, with our supplement, they performed 20 out of 25 times, but with the placebo, they only did it 18 out of the 25 times, and it's like, so they did it twice, like, two times more.
Right.
So what? Like, why would I... That's nothing that's to write home about. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever.
Right.
But the way they graphed it, it made it look like a huge thing. But when you read the information on the sides of the graph, and I was like, oh, you were trying to catch some people by not reading the graph, just looking at the pretty picture.
Exactly. And like, half the people on those... the sides of those bottles are ex-bodybuilders who they pay to get fatter and then, you quote-unquote, use their supplement and get back in shape when it's super easy. All they do is get back on their extreme diet and work out a lot. And ta-da, they've lost 40 pounds in 2 weeks.
So, I mean, we're kind of going on this random tangent, but I would love for there to be a supplement that literally says that they don't have to put results vary.
Right.
And I know that you can't ever, that won't ever happen because there's too many variables that happen within people. Like,
right.
You have to trust people taking it at the right times and eating the right diet with it, because diet does help. But it's...
help.
Well, no, I was trying to say something fast because I had to swallow.
Understatement of the year.
But yeah, there's so many of these weird supplements out there that just crack me up that they claim are the best, and just,
right.
I mean, all of them work to some extent, and I use that loosely, but yeah, it's just funny.
There's a website that does like almost consumer reports for supplements. It's called Consumer Lab, I think. I'll post the link on the site, but you can read reviews and everything, and the actual processes and stuff like that for certain supplements. So before you buy, you have a better idea of what you're actually getting into.
That sounds like a good set. Sorry, yawn. Sorry. I've literally slept all day.
And you're still tired?
I'm still tired.
Right. Maybe tomorrow I'll just do a solo podcast.
I'll just walk in and out of it being like, hey, what's up? I'm here. Bye. Good night.
Right.
No, I refuse to be sick tomorrow.
Okay, good.
I accepted my sickness today. I told my body, you can do it. Be sick all you want. I'm not one to get sick often.
No.
So this is kind of a new experience in the last year or two for me.
Okay.
So yeah, I let my body decide to be sick today. Tomorrow, I will tell it to not be sick. So my second mistake personally that I made.
Not like in number, just that comes to your head.
Yeah, that just comes to my head. In the telling my body what to do kind of correlates with. Is I used to overtrain.
Mm.
Like, in a sense of I would just. I mean, a key of it was when I was boxing because I boxed and that's a lot of cardio.
Right.
And in my head, I was very naive in the realm of nutrition and fitness that I was like, oh, I'm just doing cardio. I want to gain muscle too. So I would box and then lift for an hour at the end of an hour. So I'd be working out 2 hours a day doing both.
Right.
This event led to me having to start taking pills to, not pills, like that makes it sound like roids. basically, it was industrial strength ibuprofen because I basically threw my shoulder out of joint and I couldn't turn my neck for like a week.
Jeez.
It was awful. I was doing a bent over row. But it was, yeah, it was a bent over row and I got it up to my chest, and my whole shoulder just gave out, dropped the weight to the ground, but my left arm held the weight. I kind of tilted that way, kind of fell, got up, and I just realized that I can't turn my neck. Even though the pain was on my shoulder blade, I couldn't turn my neck. So I went to the health center at school, was chatting up with them, and they're like, let's take an x-ray. And I looked at the doctor, and I was like, I was working out when this happened. I'm pretty sure nothing's broken.
Right.
She's like, I was like, I think it's a muscle or maybe a tendon. Like, I had no idea at this time about anything, but I was pretty sure it was not a bone.
Right.
Hold on, I'm going to cough it.
Side note, my guess was probably it was the trap because that connects both to your neck and shoulder blade.
No, that eventually, I can go into the whole. We should do the history of my shoulder as one podcast. That'd be hilarious.
We'll do a shoulder rehab.
I have so many stories.
Situated,
but no, it eventually becomes. It leads into that. It is, okay. But
yes.
I then went to. They gave me an X-ray, and I go in. I couldn't lay down on the table, because my neck hurts so much. To lay down was painful. And so the x-ray guy's like, oh, it looks like you're really hurt. And I looked at him like, do you think I'm faking this to get an x-ray? I don't need an x-ray. Why?
Right.
I hate you. So I lay down. He takes the x-ray. And he's like, all right, it's time for you to get up. And I'm like, best of luck. Like, and I did probably the most perfect sit-up in my life because all I used was ab muscle, like to just sit my body up, and I just got up, and he looked at me like, he commented to me again, you must be really hurt, and I was like, yes, I need medicine, like give me something, and he's right. Like, oh, I'll go talk to the doctor. I was like, I hate you, like just, this was my logic, I was like, just give me Vicodin. Let's numb this thing up. I'll ice it. Get me through the pain.
Right.
So I can go to sleep. Let me sleep it off. If it hurts in the morning, I'll pop another one. And then give me, like, lower dosage. Like, filter me off. And let's see how that works. Like, that was my logic. Let's just get numb it. Let's go and move on. And that's my overworking, is that that's how I treat most things, is I shock it and I just taper it off.
Okay. I can buy that.
And that's the... A lot of people overtrain because they think, oh, if I just do more work, I'll lose more. And your body eventually shuts down and life sucks and you then get sick. I mean, that's really why I think I'm sick right now, is the last week and a half I've been going 1,000%. And we moved in and my body eventually went, hey, you have a rest. I'm going to get rid of everything that's in your system that's bad. And I now feel like this.
Fantastic.
As I sniffle.
Right.
And cough again.
One of my major mistakes was that when it kind of ties right into one of yours, is that I didn't listen to my body when I was training. And so a lot of the times I would do a heavy legs day the day before practice.
Ooh, not good.
I know. And I didn't really set everything up correctly. So, like, I was training, like kind of like you. I think the parallel to overtraining is just not going with what your body's telling you. There's a danger to that because of taking that advice too literally, because your brain will tell you, I don't want to ever work out, you know? Like, if you don't have to work out, then your brain's going to be like, your brain wants to save as much energy as possible, right? So your brain's like, then don't go work out. That's not listening to your body. That's just listening to your laziness. But listening to your body when you're starting to get on the edge of overtraining, that's when things get, that's when it's a smart idea.
Yeah.
So when it comes to food, if you're craving something, that usually means that you either are deficient in a mineral or something like that. If you're hurting, that means obviously you're doing something wrong. If you're even like breaking out and, you know, that kind of stuff can mean your diet's off. You're just not listening. You know, when you don't listen to what your body needs. So, like, if you're craving sugar, that means you probably didn't eat correctly throughout the rest of the day. So that your body needs glucose, so it hasn't been fed. There are all these little signs that come up, especially when training. Like, oh, my hips hurt. That's almost a sure sign that eventually you're going to get knee issues. If your knees hurt, it usually means that your ankle or your hip is wrong. Your knees very rarely get injured on their own just from regular training. If you're doing like running or activity that involves tackling or physical contact, there might be a knee injury without your ankle or hip being involved. But listen to your body. If you're hurting somewhere, figure it out before you move on. Otherwise, you're just training into an injury and you're gonna get hurt.
Training into an injury is never fun.
No.
I can, once again, my biggest injury on my life is my shoulder, and I used to do that as well. So, fully understand that.
Very true. And then I think what breeds both of our overtraining and everything is coming from our FFB status, former fat boy. We decided, I don't know about you, but going into a workout regimen, I remember the first day of weight training class in high school, I wanted to do everything. So it was this whole too much, too fast thing. Your body has to catch up to your mind. So your mind's going 1,000 miles a minute and you want to, you know, start doing everything every day, you know, lifting this, lifting that, moving this, moving that, and blah, 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 blah. And then that leads to overtraining, that leads to not listening to your body. That's kind of like what I see. You know,
I fully agree with you. What I was going to say is because, like, there's two ways to look at this. There's the, in the high school, junior high, elementary school, you have PE every day.
Right.
So it's the every day in weight class or whatever. I know as a guy, it was a big thing to do deadlifts or squats or chest press and stuff like that, or bench press, whatever. And I would do that every day.
Uh-huh.
And not giving my muscles the time to recharge and regroup and rebuild and all that fun stuff.
Right.
So I wouldn't see the improvement that I could have saw if I would have paced it out a little bit.
Right.
When I would say that that's the exact same now as an adult, a lot of adults will do abs every day.
Right.
And to do abs every day is not the best because your body needs to regroup. Restore those muscles. I've always heard not to do abs every day. I've heard do it every other day.
Depends on what you're doing, in my opinion. Because I will do Pilates every day, and I'm fine.
But Pilates is different. I'm saying like crunches and like...
But the four exercises that I did on the video, I will do every single morning. If you're doing weighted exercises, then yes, I will agree to that. But if you're just doing weighted. Yeah.
That's why. Because I do weighted abs sets.
Right. For personal reasons, I avoid those. We'll talk about that later. So, yeah. And when you think about it, in high school, you have a a PE teacher who has, you know, 5 or 6 sessions a day with 40 kids in each class, how can he really watch and give you advice and make sure that you're not overtraining?
Yeah.
So we just, like, seriously throw our high school kids pretty much into the fodder, you know? Like, they're just cannon fodder, and they're just guessing with their workouts. I remember one of the first days of PE class, one of the guys throws, like, 3 45-pound plates on either side of the bar on a squat rack. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to squat light today. I'm like, are you serious? Like, looking back on it, like, I thought first going into it, oh, that must be a light squat day. And his squat form, like, I can kind of remember it. Terrible. Puts 45s on. He's like, yeah, anyone can do that. You know, even girls can squat this much. You know, like, 135 pounds, not everyone can squat. Let's just be honest with ourselves. So it's almost like the locker room, like, sex ed kind of an idea. You know, it just permeates into the gym as well.
Yeah, and just one person says it, and it becomes a weird knowledge, and accumulates over and over again.
Right. So, those are some of our top mistakes that we have made in the past. Tomorrow, we're going to go over some mistakes we've seen, and some of the main mistakes that most people go through when they're first starting a fitness program. So, some of them will collide, and some of them will just be offshoots of our mistakes, but tomorrow's gonna be a really, really useful podcast.
I think it'll help a lot of people at least set up, especially for a Friday, it gives you all weekend to set up your workout for the next week.
Right. We're finally going to start our weekly giveaway for our membership, for our newsletter. Newsletter's free to sign up. Just go to truefitnessacademy.com. It's on the upper right corner, and just put your name and email. We'll pick someone at random to train once a week.
Sorry that this week has been a little bit all over the place, but next week, excited for 1,000%.
1,850.
Oh.
I know, right?
I was not ready for that 850, but okay. I'm sold.
You're sold. There it is. If you have any questions for us, don't hesitate to email us, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. And we'll do our best to get to them. We're kind of compiling a couple questions that people have sent us, and we're going to do a questions day probably early next week. So get those in. And until then, my name is Keon.
I'm Tyler. That was a real yawn, too.
I know it was.
I'm going to bed.
Go kick some ass today.
Bye.